Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Cyrela Brazil Realty conference call, which will discuss Q4 earnings of 2018. This time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we'll have a Q&A session, and further instructions will be given at that time. If you need any assistance, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, and that recording will be available at the company's website at www.cyrela.com.br/ri. This call is being simultaneously translated into English and is being broadcast over the internet. Questions can be asked by participants connected abroad. The earnings release, published yesterday on March 21st, after the closing of the B3 trading session, can also be accessed on the company's website. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements that may be made during this conference call relating to the company's business prospects and forecasts and operating targets related to its financial growth potential are predictions based on management's expectations about the future of the company. These expectations are highly dependent on domestic market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, and international markets, and therefore are subject to change. We have Mr. Raphael Horn, Co-CEO, and Mr. Miguel Mickelberg, CFO, with us today. I would now like to turn over the floor to Mr. Horn. Mr. Horn, you may now begin.
Good morning. The outcome of last year's elections was certainly the most important event in Q4 2018, consolidated the recovery of economic agents' confidence and asset prices in the Brazilian financial market. Despite some caution regarding the approval of the pension reform, a key factor in the country's financial recovery, we are confident on Brazilians' economic upturn. The Cancellations Act was the most important event. After years of legal uncertainty, there are now clear rules for canceled purchases and delayed deliveries. Concerning operating results, we began to see the first signs of a rebound in inventory sales in late 2018 and early months in 2019. We'd also like to highlight Cyrela's launches, which sold well once again. Reducing inventory levels remains one of the highest priorities. In addition to the improved macro and microeconomic environments, we had positive net income and cash generation in Q4. Our sound financial health and low leverage ratio allowed us to pay interim dividends totaling 230 million in December 2018, reflecting Cyrela's management commitment to adjust our capital structure. We are confident that the Cyrela's team is fully prepared for another year of successful launches and recovery in inventory sales. Now comment on our operating results. On slide four, we'll address Cyrela's launches. In Q4, we launched 2.7 billion reais, 115% more than year-on-year. In 2018, launches amounted to 5 billion reais, 65% growth year-on-year. We launched 29 products in Q4, 17 in São Paulo, four in Rio, two in the South, two in Campinas, and four in Minas Gerais. 17 are in the Minha Casa, Minha Vida housing program, five medium range, seven high-end products. Excluding swaps, the volume launched in Cyrela's share is 47% higher than the previous year. The company share in the volume launched in 4Q, 64% compared to 62% year-on-year. Slide six highlights the launch of the Rio Bayou in Rio, with PSV of 439 million, sales over 87% in the quarter. On slide seven shows Cyrela Bayou São Paulo, launched October, PSV of 416 million, 100% sold. On slide eight, will talk about our sales performance. In Q4 2018, pre-sales totaled 2.4 billion reais, 95% higher than 1.3 billion reais reached in Q4 2017. 2018 sales totaled 5 billion, 55% growth year-on-year. Excluding swaps, pre-sales amounted to 3.2 billion in Cyrela's share, a 40% increase year-on-year. The states of São Paulo and Rio jointly account for 92% of our sales in the year. On slide nine, we'll address sales speed. The company's annual SOS was 45%. Looking at sales speed, projects launched have been 66% sold. On slide 10, we'll address Cyrela's total inventory. At the end of the quarter, inventory totaled 5.7 billion, a 2% increase quarter-on-quarter. The change in our inventory can be seen in the chart on your right. On slide 11, we'll talk about finished units. In this quarter, we sold 9.3% of the finished units in the beginning of the year. Adding to the inventory price delivered along the quarter and pricing of units at market value, finished units inventory decreased by 12.3% quarter-on-quarter. We're aware of how important this matter is to the company, and we'll continue to focus our efforts on these products. Rio accounts for 38% of our finished units inventory. Slide 12, we'll talk about delivered units. In the quarter, delivered eight projects, 2,500 units. In 2018, we delivered 14,300 in 48 projects. Units delivered in Q4 accounted for PSV of 4.3 billion, 22% more than year-on-year. And Miguel will now talk about financial results. Thank you, Rafael. Good morning. On slide 14, we'll talk about financial results. Gross revenue amounted to 1.331 million reals, 84% and 65% higher year-on-year. In Q4, we had net revenues were impacted by 254 million real. The increase in net revenues excluding by provision for cancellation were mainly due to higher volume of launches recognized this year. In the year, net revenue totaled 3.1 billion, 20% growth year-on-year. Gross income in the quarter was 334 million real, 63% quarter-on-quarter and 53% higher year-on-year. In 2018, gross income reached 835 million, 16% higher year-on-year. The company's gross margin in the quarter was 21.5%, 3.2 percentage points lower than the previous quarter and 1.9 points lower than the same quarter in 2017. Gross margin in 2018 was 26.5% compared to 27.4% in 2017. Our profit totals 116 million reals in the quarter with a net margin of 8.7% compared to 121 million quarter losses in the previous quarter and a profit of 49 million year-on-year. 2018, losses total 84 million compared to 95 million in 2017. On to slide 15, our profitability. In Q4 2018, our return on equity measured as the net income of the past 12 months over the average shareholder's equity was minus 1.6%, and our EPS was 30 cents per share. On slide 16, we'll talk about our customer's financial solution. In the quarter, transfer trusts of deed and payoffs amounted to 732 million reals, 13% down quarter-on-quarter, and 14% higher year-on-year. Considering units, transfer trusts of deed and payoffs totaled 3,800 units, 8% lower quarter-on-quarter, and 37% higher year-on-year. On slide 17, we'll talk about debt. Gross debt at the end of the quarter was 2.4 billion reals. The cash position was 1.5 billion, thus our net debt was 820 million. Out of that total, 32% of the total gross debt are related to loans construction, 88% long-term. Our net debt over equity was 14.8%, 1.9% higher quarter-on-quarter. The low debt level confirms Cyrela's financial solidity and puts us in a privileged position to adjust our capital structure and improve return to shareholders. On slide 18, we'll talk about cash generation. In Q4 2018, our cash generation was 137 million reals versus 303 million quarter-on-quarter, 311 million year-on-year. In 2018, cash generation was 803 million. We'll now begin the Q&A session. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. To remove yourself from the queue, press star 2. Enrico Trotta, Itaú BBA. Good morning, Rafa. Good morning, Miguel. Thank you for your presentation. I have actually two main questions. The first one has to do with cash generation dynamics. Look into the year. When you look at Q4, finished units sales picked up when compared to Q3. Looking at 2019, given the ramp up you had of those launches in Q3, you may have increases in construction costs. What's the cash generation dynamics in 2019? Selling more finished units, but at the same time, spending more on construction given this investment in new launches. And the second question I would like to ask, when you look at the backlog margin, it's now flat in Q4 when compared to Q3 at the 40% level, despite higher launch volumes in Q4. And we, of course, expect these launches that have better margins than those of previous projects. Shouldn't that margin have gone up because these new launches would have better margins? I would like to better understand that dynamics. What can we expect about that margin for new projects? Thank you. Good morning, Enrico. This is Miguel. Let me talk about cash generation first. Actually, in 2019, it's a more challenging scenario this year than last year. Let me point out that in Q4 2017, we had $1.7 billion worth of deliveries. It had a positive base for transfer in early 2018. We don't have that effect now. Investing more in marketing, construction, and land, and less transfer, the cash scenario is more challenging, despite the sales of finished units. This is a weaker year for cash generation. There will be positive cash generation still. But our focus is to keep our capital structure plan paying out dividends, despite lower cash generation. As to the backlog margin, the rate is high, 43% ex interest, and launches are not giving better margins. There are a few exceptions, but it was acknowledged as the equivalent, so there's no impact in the backlog, but we don't see that rate increasing in the future. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miguel. Good day. Next question, Mr. Gustavo Cambauva from BTG Pactual. I actually have two questions. Could you please talk about the sales of finished units? How is that dynamics playing out? You had very strong results in the quarter, driven more from launches. Can you explain the expectations of finished unit sales? Have you conducted any specific actions? Have you adjusted the market value of your finished units? Are you conducting any promotion or anything of that sort to help boost finished unit sales? And my second question is about commercial expenses. I think it's low given the amount of launches. Expenses were low or limited. Can you further explain what is the level of commercial expenses in the future? We'll be making some adjustments. Is it going to be higher or lower? Thank you. Good morning, Cambauva. This is Miguel. Let me talk about the commercial expenses. Yes, we had $6 million increase in Q3. And you look at the stand, you have the accountable because that is also immobilized. And we added 23 million reals in stand. The average is about 13 million. So that generates expenses effects in the next quarters. Media and stand expenses will boost commercial expenses. On the other hand, we expect reducing maintenance of finished units inventory because sales are picking up. Overall, we don't expect no increases in SG&A. I'll turn over to Rafael to talk about SOS. Good morning. As to the inventory, SOS should improve because cancellations are dwindling. Year on year, they're going down. As a consequence, net SOS will go up. Net sales doesn't have to go up to make SOS grow up too. Inventories will end eventually. Curitiba, we had a problem, so it's only natural. In terms of inventory, it's a little bit better. 2019 will have better inventory performance than that of 2018. I think we are heading the right direction. It's a positive outlook. Rio de Janeiro is still a problem area, and also Rio Grande do Sul. We had a few products that are somewhat closed. Commercial offices, hotels, these are more troublesome projects because they have lower speeds. Overall, inventory will up and down. The market getting better, inventory will move along the way. Thank you. Let me just ask about the inventory. In terms of price, what's the impact of price on margin? Do you believe that you may consider price increases, or do you have to give discount to still keep on selling? What are the more challenging areas? What's the price dynamics in those places? I think it depends on the region. Once you give a discount, the discount is the new price. We are not giving more discounts. We have been giving discounts for 3 to 4 years, and we have been suffering a lot. But I think we've reached the bottom end. But in some areas, we can think about change inventory prices a little. Not everywhere, but in few places. As the economy improves, the cycle improves, we are at a better position to operate. We're not there yet, but we can consider some price increases. It won't affect the gross margin, but the cycle is in an upswing. We were suffering in the past 3 to 4 years. Now we can begin to think about, we have some leeway to change prices. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. The next question comes from Luis Istacchini from Credit Suisse. Good morning, Miguel, Rafael. Thank you for your presentation. I actually have two questions too. My question is about size. The situation is somewhat favorable and even changing prices, as Rafa said, but most companies are actually looking to expand, to benefit from these more positive outlook in real estate environment. In the case of Cyrela, you are still maintaining that the scores to have a 4 billion mark. But are you considering increasing that target a little bit more when you have a more positive outlook? It's not something that you're going to do forever, but maybe to benefit from this good moment in time to launch new projects and benefit from it. And the second question is somewhat connected to the first one. Shouldn't you adopt a more aggressive stance? Is it because of the competition? So here's my question. What is the outlook for launches for medium-sized projects, especially in the city of São Paulo? Can you talk about that market dynamics? Thank you. Good morning. Yeah, it's not a boom. I wouldn't use the word. We can't detect any kind of boom or an explosion of sales. A boom doesn't necessarily mean something good. It can mean chaos. Prices go up, land prices go up, it's just crazy. But it's nothing of that sort. We've been struggling in the past 4 years. The market is picking up a little, but based on a very depressed baseline. The question about growing or not growing, here's our point. We're not moved by numbers, 4 billion, 5 billion, 3 billion. We purchase nice pieces of land that we like. If it's 4 billion, fine. If it's 4.5, it's 3.5, or it doesn't matter. And we're not changing. Oh, the market conditions are better. No, we're not going to go 7. We cannot buy 7 billion worth of quality land for any reasons. We cannot do it. And we're not trying. Period. We can sell 7 billion worth of sales. And we'll be all regretting that strategy for 3 years in a row. No, that's not the point. It's important to maintain quality. And just by chance, it's 4 billion. And our equity has to be compatible. Period. If we get to 5, fine. But we're not concerned that much about it. We're not speeding up our capital structure. And of course, we want to give ROI. That is an interesting number. Not launching new projects, you're going to give a terrible ROI. So we still have our challenge, but our mindset is the same. We cannot operate with quality and yield 6 billion. It may happen in 1 year out of chance because you found great opportunities, great land, and that's it. But it will be by chance. It's not going to be a predefined strategy to reach that number. The most important thing is the mindset. The number is a consequence. And we are very optimistic with the team, with the culture. And the cycle we're about to enter, we're more optimistic, but we are maintaining our feet on the ground with the same culture. Thank you, Rafael. As to the launches, can you talk about the launches in São Paulo? Do you see higher number of new projects, new launches? And how are you operating in this scenario? In 2018, our grid was bigger than 2017, not because the market was better, because we had good plots of land. Given the zoning laws in São Paulo, it's taking time to approve projects. In the second semester, our evaluation for 2019 is better. The market is getting better. We are very optimistic with the conditions. But again, with our team, people are talking about a boom, a market boom. I don't see that happening. The market had been bad for so long. Things will not live in a crisis forever, except for Argentina. Everyone is growing. We're not going to remain in that turmoil forever. 3 or 4 years of downtime, and we are getting out of it. But it's not a market boom yet. I wouldn't call it that way. And we are happy we're no longer in that crisis scenario. And launches are better and more numerous, but it's far from being called a market boom. We're just changing the curve. The down was very deep. We're just beginning to pick up and on the rise again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Next question is from Mr. André Mazini from Citibank. Hi. Thank you for your call. My first question is about revenue booking of projects launched in Q4. Three of them were booked more than 50%: Moema, House Bayou, and Rio. So basically, these projects were already in a more advanced construction phase. So that's why you have so much revenue in one quarter. This is the first question. The second question is about the accounting changes and how you provision cancellations. Before, it was below gross income, and it's going to be above now. And you had an on-off revenue increase for the Q4 because of this new classification. Can we expect lower gross margins vis-à-vis when that provision changes? Thank you.
Good morning, André. This is Miguel. As to the booking, the three projects you mentioned did not have construction. This is our high-end land with swaps at high prices, so the land accounts for more than 50%. That's the cost of the so we didn't have any construction expenses that are relevant before the launch. As to the changing of the provisioning criteria, actually, cancellations provision provided positive impacts in the gross margin, about 1%. We added 250 million reais in revenue and 86 million of gross income. So it's more than the average margin for the company. It was positive, not negative. Looking forward, since the cancellations margin is a little higher than the average margin, as we revert those provisions, you can have positive impacts in our gross margin, depending on the mix of the quarter, of course. But the impact is not as high as in this quarter because we reverted four quarters in one. So it accounted for the entire year.
I understand. Thank you.
Next question, Mr. Jorel Guilloty from Morgan Stanley.
Good morning. I have two questions. The first one, the provision for cancellations in our P&L, 15% of our sales will be canceled, right? Having said that, can this level be considered too high? My second question, we have a very strong leverage position, 1.5 billion in cash. At the same time, you're beginning a new construction cycle. What are the special dividends perspective in the context, in the growing scenario?
Hi, Jorel. This is Miguel. Cancellations provisioning is about 15%. You're right. First is to consider when the law is valid, in principle, for new contracts. And we have no evidence that cancellations will be lower than 15% for every project we deliver. So we maintain the same provision. If we have proof that the percentage is lower, we can review that number. So it may be conservative, but we don't see any evidence to change that number. As to the dividends, you're right. Our leverage is below 15%. It's lower than what we worked in our strategic planning, and we may have more leverage in distributing dividends. Our focus is 4-4-4 to have our P&L smaller.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star one. Next question comes from Mr. Marcelo Motta from J.P. Morgan.
Good morning. I actually have two questions. Can you elaborate on your launch mix? 2018 was concentrated in Minha Casa, Minha Vida, grades two and three. Do you think that participation goes down when you have higher-end launches? Can you talk about provisions too? It was a more troublesome quarter, the end of cancellations and inventory changes. You talked about São Paulo, Rio, South. When you look at general data, Rio is a lot worse than São Paulo. Can you please elaborate on these two issues? Thank you.
Good morning, Mota. This is Miguel. As to the mix of Minha Casa Minha Vida, it accounted for 27% of our launches in 2018. It's not that high. And we always state that we like that segment, but it won't account for a large portion of Cirela's business. The ballpark is about a third of the launches. It was a little lower, and our strategy is to be present in that segment. As to provisions, yes, it was a heavier quarter. We had that legal contingencies impacting negatively our numbers, and we had revenue from land, but we don't expect these higher numbers looking forward. Everything we know have been booked in our balance sheet, but we don't expect any major changes in the future. Perfect. Thank you.
Next question, Mr. Rena Manda from Santander. Good morning, Rafael. Good morning, Miguel. Thank you for taking my question. Let me talk about contingencies a little bit more. Was there a concentration in one specific project or something more across the board? And about the reclassification of that project in the Northeast, have you reviewed that amount provision for that project? So here's my second question. How is the finished unit sales this year, early this year? What about the Minha Casa Minha Vida changes? Have they changed your planning? Thank you. Good morning. Let me talk about provisions and contingencies. Of the 40 million in legal, 30 million, 20 million of those 30 were for two specific cases, basically. That was the concentration. The rest is across the board. As to impairment, for the inventory impairment, Rio, a little bit in Belém, in Porto Alegre, in the south, and land mostly in Rio. The cancellations impact was mostly from Rio. As to launches, Rafa will answer that question. We've talked a lot about launches and finished unit sales. You have keeping track of quarterly sales of everyone, and ours included. That's the way it is. It's fine. We can survive. It's not a market boom, again, but we are happy with what we have. The team is good. We purchased good land, and we are optimistic. But that's not it. The market is wonderful. No, that's not it. Good land will sell. Bad land won't be selling. I will only consider a market boom when you can sell projects in bad land. As to low income is impacting our transfers, no. Most of the low income projects, we do it through partners. They operate. We do that very little. There's no impact whatsoever our partners this year. We believe that things will go back on track and are going to be doing what they had planned for the year. All right, thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1. Since there are no further questions, I'll turn over to Mr. Rafael Horn for his final remarks. Thank you for taking part in our call. This is a better context, and we have to keep on working day in, day out, and hope the government gets the approval of what it has to do, and this is going to be a good year. Thank you. Have a good day. This concludes Cirela's teleconference.
Thank you for participating. Have a good day.